The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Talking about something really interesting though before
we were talking about
the weird
sound
before I started hearing the weird sounds.
We were talking about something interesting and I completely forget what it was.
Shit, what was it?
I can go back and listen real quick.
No, it was about your rap.
Oh yeah, if there's other rappers in a comparable place, like how we stack up to someone else who's just come out. I don't know. I think
song for song you're holding your own.
I think so without any sort of major, you know, any sort of label support, just kind of doing it on our own with messaging people on social media and just kind of putting it out there with no fanfare. It's doing pretty well. But you know, there's plenty of other artists who may either have had more support or more experience or have a manager or something, and they'll release one song and that one song will blow up.
Right. Okay.
You know, so it's like we're certainly not at any sort of top echelon thing. We're still grinding away on the bottom for sure, but
you're a mover and shaker in the bottom. We are with mover and shakers. Yeah. Awesome.
We're scrambling our way out of this pit to get into a bigger pit.
Yeah, we are.
Yep.
Yeah. To get the bottom of the next bigger pit.
Exactly. And then we'll scramble our way out of there.
But yeah, we're coming.
We're coming for you, Rogan. That's right. I got my sights set on you.
We're coming for you, Rogan.
You're going to have us on our podcast. You're going to tell me about how shitty my diet is.
He will tell you how shitty your diet is.
No, and then you're going to invite me to go hunting, and I really want to go. I will go hunting with you, Joe Rogan. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, what are we doing today?
Because the name of the game today is Hit or Shit. That is the IDTU bonus episode where we discuss music, whether or not we like it. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. And we try to keep it new and contemporary. Sometimes it's older bands releasing new renditions of their songs, but it's like new stuff that's come out. Because Craig and I are both pretty big music nerds. It's a crutch,
and we've heard a lot of stuff, so we can't we try to listen to stuff that we've never heard before, and usually that's really new stuff.
Exactly. And just so you know, my taste in music is better than Craig's. just for the listener out there, just so they know who to listen to more. So if there is any sort of disagreement, we'll probably let it go, but just know that I'm
Yeah, I mean, Spencer is someone that used to like Korn quite a bit. So
yeah,
he really
Korn's
expanded. Like he went and
coming
he's really
back.
Expanded his horizons early, and he hasn't looked back.
Yep,
and
that's right.
I mean, what do I know? You know, I mean, I've only been like listening to like music since I was about, you know, like my mother's 45 records. You know, when I was like 5 years old, and
you
started
know what,
from there.
Craig? I. So there.
Okay.
Boom. Shut down. No.
But the moral of the story is that we are picking most of our songs off of Spencer's suggested list from Spotify.
That's right.
So that's where they're coming from. So if you're wondering, if you detect a theme, that's the theme.
Well, you know what? My taste is just it's so eclectic.
But I do have veto power. So generally
he does have veto power.
We pick people that sound like they're going to be somewhat interesting.
And Spotify's got a good algorithm going. They keep it random enough to the point where there's always new shit that I
at least they offer a wide enough variety that it stokes his ego sufficiently that he tunes in again. So that's really what's going on there.
Exactly.
But before we get into the platitudes of Spencer's musical taste,
I'm just so great.
let's try to figure out what the hell we're going to talk about right now.
All right, so today we're going to talk about the band Granddaddy.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Yes. I believe you showed me this band.
Yeah, I did. I think so, back at the spot, for sure.
And I definitely liked them.
Yeah. Had you heard... You had not heard them before. You had heard of them, I think.
I think I'd heard of them.
Yeah.
But...
Have you listened to them since?
Yeah, I've listened to that... Oh, no, wait. That's The Pavement.
That's a good band, too.
Yeah, that's a band I think I kind of confuse with them sometimes. Yeah,
I think I played them for you at the spot, too. Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've heard a lot of it other than maybe it coming up on Shuffle, because I saved whatever album you showed me.
Yeah, probably Software Slump or one of
them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some great stuff. There's some great stuff.
I didn't know they were still active.
They broke up for quite a while.
Hmm.
Yeah. So maybe 10 years, maybe. And they have... I heard rumors that they're going on tour and putting out a new album. So this is what this must be.
Yeah.
And I think I have heard some of the new albums. So hopefully this is not something I've already heard before, but I didn't recognize it when you mentioned it. So,
well, it looks like they put out an album last year.
Okay. That sounds right.
Called Last Place.
Okay. Yes. I have heard that album.
Okay. And so this is a new song.
Oh, so they're back together for good then. That's good.
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. This is a new song called Bison on the Plains, and it is a single, and I'm excited to listen to it. I'm excited to, and there's this picture of all of them wearing like hard hats and dressed up like scientists.
Sorry, yeah, they like to, they like to do that side of horse shit.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah. No, they're super talented. You know, I've seen the lead singer live a couple times and always puts on a really good show. I've never seen Granddaddy live because I didn't really get into them until they were just breaking up.
Gotcha.
So, but I'm excited.
How would you describe their music?
They are kind of like a space folk,
Cool.
But there's definitely some experimental noise elements to it.
Spacey. Space bleeps and bloops.
Yeah, lots of computer noise and that sort of thing. And but still kind of like that Midwestern, Western, small town feel to them too.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Well, Skater space.
Skater,
folk.
Huh?
Skater space folk.
Gotcha.
A little bit of punk rock in there. Yeah, it's amazing.
All right. Well, let's check it out.
All right.
This is Bison on the Plains by Granddaddy.
Bison on the Plains. Stupid symphony strings. The same old tricks they used to get you to cry over nothing, over everything. Bison on the Plains.
Yeah. Like, every time I say wow now, it sounds sarcastic. I can't say wow. You say wow. I can't say it seriously, but I mean it.
So you need a new word.
I need a new word.
Huh.
Golly gosh.
Golly
good,
gosh.
Good golly gosh.
Yeah, so what, I mean, it's classic. It's classic Granddaddy. I mean, that song could have been on any of their albums, and it would have just fit right in.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
See, I'm kind of surprised. I thought you would have gotten bored.
No. It. Everything was in the perfect place. And there were just, they like would change it just in time for you to not get bored. And it was also beautiful too.
Yeah.
And the vibe what they were creating was, that was,
I love
awesome.
That little effect that they put into the background. That was great.
There were a lot of synths going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a keyboard. I mean, that's his deal. It's just like keyboards, you know.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Cool things on the keyboard.
Yeah.
That was kind of his jam.
Like
I found myself, I found myself getting a little bored with it. I mean, as a long time Granddaddy aficionado, this song, I've heard this song before. I've heard a better version of this song before, and I kind of wish that it would have done something more. I kept waiting for it to do some strange break in the middle of it, you know, that would set it apart from some of the other stuff that's very similar to this. Like, this is just like a lot of songs off Just Like the Family Cat and a couple other ones.
That's really interesting that you say that, because it just makes me think about how bands coming out with new stuff, for like, from my perspective, that was awesome.
Yes, and I understand that, because it was like the first time you hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's it's amazing. It's right. amazing.
But I totally know what you were talking about, right. where I have that with bands where I'm like, yeah, I've heard you guys do this before, mm-hmm. but then if it was someone's first introduction to that particular sound, they would, you know, either love it or hate right. it, but it would have much more of a profound impact, because mm-hmm. it's like the first.
And I think in that right there, we see why they continue to do this song, because there's going to be new people listening to this album. Right. And this is the song, that type of song is the one. Well, they have two types of songs that are that they have that really super catchy kind of hard pop song that can get you hooked, or this sort of spacey sort of Steve Miller Band kind of Beck folk sound. Gotcha. That can get you hooked. And they know, they put one of those on each album that they have, and I think that's how they keep getting new fans and stuff. It makes sense, you know, because like this is super, it's super appealing.
Yeah, I mean, even
when it started, I closed my eyes and you're just, you know, we're there at the Bison, like cruising around on the, you know, whatever he's talking about.
And like a little floating car, though, kind of. It's a little futuristic.
Yeah, it's like future camping songs, you know, and all of their stuff is. And
it's all very sad, though, too.
Yeah.
Or at least that song was, which made me like it.
It's like sad androids.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's beautiful. I mean, it's a unique sort of sound.
That's the thing, is I just don't hear a lot of bands incorporating the space and the folk
right.
very well. Right.
It reminds me of a lot of Beck stuff, and I think that Beck maybe stole it more from them than the other way around, but it does kind of have a lot of that plastic sort of folk sound. Even the Beatles kind of had some of that at times, you know?
Definitely.
It's but it's very, very modern production, but, you know, I guess it probably does have the roots in, like, the Beatles and the Kinks, because there was some stuff that sounds that kind of like that, too, you know, a little bit. And there's a little bit of, what's their name? Redheaded lead singer, Yoshimi battles the pink robots.
Flaming Lips.
Flaming Lips. Definitely. There's a little Flaming Lips in there too.
Yes,
for
totally.
Sure. Yeah. And I like all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm on
Me
board.
Me too.
Yeah. No, they're one of my favorites, and I'm excited for the album.
This makes me want to go into the back catalog and listen to all that shit.
Dude, you'd love it.
Yeah.
I mean, they have three albums that you would just absolutely love. And like, according to the critics, those aren't even the best albums. But those are three albums that I fucking love, you know.
Is that their first three?
No. Oh. No. No, I like their third, fourth, and fifth ones.
Concrete Dunes, Someday, and Just Like the Family Cat.
I like Someday, Just Like the Family Cat, and The Software Slump are the ones that I know and love. And I like that AM 180.
Yeah,
quite a bit better. I've got that on my phone. I actually have that on my phone right now. And then the one from last year I've listened to a few times and I enjoy it, but I never think of going back and listening to that. I don't know why I don't think of it, because I should. It's probably great.
Damn. Well, I just saved The Software Slump.
Someday's a great one too.
Someday,
and just like family, all three of those are just great.
Sweet. Well, yeah. I'm nearly entirely converted at this point. I think it goes without saying.
Yeah. So even if no one listens to this episode, it's been a win, because now you're listening to the Granddaddy.
Exactly.
And that's cool. That's one of my favorite things: listening to music and turning people on to fucking really fucking good music.
Hell yeah.
You got three really fucking good albums that you can sort through.
Yeah. And a whole new kind of musical palette to work from. I mean, I know that sounds douchey, but it's like, I hear this, I'm like, oh, I'm getting ideas for how I can incorporate that into stuff I make. And,
sure.
You know,
I mean, that's where great stuff is.
Yeah.
Great ideas are stolen. They truly are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think that there's lots to, it needs more. We need more space rock.
I agree.
The world needs good new space rock.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I give it a hit.
Oh yeah, hands down.
Okay.
Yeah. And anyone listening to this should go put down their phone. All right. Turn off your car radio. Okay.
Turn it off.
Turn it off and now turn it back on. Turn it off again. All right, and you get out of that car. I don't know. I just assume everyone's listening to it in the car, but
really?
Just,
You think people are listening to our podcast in the car? That's how you see it? The people are driving while they're listening to us?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I would be honored.
Oh, I'm just interested.
It's not a bad thing. That's how I listen to a lot of my podcasts. And I got that my little speaker.
Oh, okay. I was like, you better not be wearing headphones while you're like driving in the car. That's dangerous.
I have friends who do that.
That's a highway.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's down at a low volume. Okay.
Can a cop pull you over? I guess not, because it's Bluetooth. You can do Bluetooth.
Yeah, I don't know.
While you're driving. I don't think you can wear headphones all you want, probably. You could probably wear the big over-the-ear ones.
Even biking with headphones.
Yeah.
That's fucking dangerous.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But no, I have a speaker. I have a Bluetooth speaker.
Okay.
That I put in my cup holder, and I turn on my podcast, and I listen to the last podcast on the left pretty much all the time. And it's like I'll just have it, I'll go on a 15-minute drive, you know, listen to 15 chunks of it, and then when I go home, 15 chunks, you know, the unit of time, chunk.
Right.
Yeah. And then I just do the same thing when I'm going home, or it's like a continued car thing for me.
Right.
Just because that's
your,
when I...
It's your NPR.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
It's my AM 1640, the Patriot, which I do not listen to ever. I never have.
But he just spits out that call sign like just butter.
Oh, it's just AM 1640, the Patriot. And then it's like their ads. Oh my God, their ads are like, are you old and frail and have no idea what's going on in your life? Well, here's some sketchy sort of company that you've never heard about that would like to repossess your home, but wait. Like they've got all these weird
Old having problems with the IRS.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Yeah. We can get your tax debt reduced.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're like, Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob is a great doctor. Oh, Dr. Bob helped me. Something fierce. And like, I don't know why all these people are all old-timey, but yeah.
How about the Idaho Super Vitamin?
Oh.
Just call us up. We put great sweet potatoes and cherries and all sorts of wholesome shit in the Idaho Super Vitamin.
There's this one thing that they're all sponsored by. It's something relief. It's called like... So it's like some sort of pain relief thing. It's like a supplement.
It's not Alex Jones' brain supplement, is it?
No. But it's like one step away from that. It's like the conservative talk radio.
That was one of the most, like, if Alex Jones is indeed, like, not who he is, that is the height of all comedy. Like, that should get the Andy Kaufman all-time award by selling brain supplements to the people that are watching your own show.
What? Well, like, Joe Rogan does that.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's some cheek, I think. I don't know. We will never, this is an IDT
Craig,
sell any brain supplements.
Hey, I'm not on board with that promise yet. Because what if we discover some crazy
root? What if we become too smart to be idiots anymore?
Exactly.
Then what do we call ourselves?
Well,
Then what, Spencer?
No, but our brains...
Then what?
Our brain supplement keeps us stupid.
Okay,
you don't
understand.
Then
we could do that sort of brain supplement. Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't make you smarter. It turns you into an idiot.
Bring your IQ down to like a comfy,
down to the safe zone.
High 80s,
we call it
low
the safe
90s.
Zone.
The safe zone. The fun
it's the safe
zone.
Zone. Where you don't have any...
It's the fun zone.
Yeah. You don't get any big ideas.
Yeah.
You just have a bunch of fun questions.
That's right.
And that's all you got.
Every day's
a bundle of questions.
Every day's a new day. And people can answer those questions and you forget the answers and you have the questions
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
It's a glorious thing.
It is glorious. And you just got a new answer every day. Every day's a different answer for the last bundle of questions.
That's great. We can sell this shit like crazy.
Yeah, we need to make some
just
goddamn
dumb
money.
You down. Dumb yourself down.
Give us money. Well, we are going to make it into a cult.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, we're either going to become a church or something.
Or we'll peddle weed.
Something quasi-legal.
Okay.
Almost
yes.
certainly.
Almost certainly legal. We'll almost certainly not be upfront
it's
for
extremely
our...
extremely legal.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we're going to call it extremely legal.
Yeah. Extremely legal.
That could be the title of our nonprofit. Extremely legal nonprofit organization. Because we are going to be a nonprofit somehow.
Oh, definitely. Right? We don't want profit. We don't need that dirty profit. I mean, I need 150 grand a year, but
our communist brothers and us do not concern ourselves with profit.
Yeah,
as long as I have 3 Mercedes.
Yes.
Yeah, one for each of my different moods.
Yeah. I'm in a blue mood today. Oh, man.
And then an underling to drive them around and swap them out for me when I need it.
I don't want to drive my own car.
Right.
No,
right.
Thanks.
Not all the time. No, I do. I just want to, like, switch it out, like, wherever I'm at.
No, I don't want the blue one anymore. I want to ride around on an elephant. When I was up in Seattle, I saw some crazy Indian-clad elephants.
Okay.
They had artwork all the way from, like, you know, 18th
Thailand
century
and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, 18th century India and Thailand. Mostly India. Like, Jakarta? I don't know. Fuck.
Indonesia?
No.
Jakarta's in Indonesia.
Yeah, I don't know shit. God damn it.
But
no, it was India for sure.
Okay.
The subcontinent. And, yeah, that's how I want to ride around. I think I would forego the car.
With the big box, the big seat box at the top.
Where you're like, how the fuck does that stay on there? Yeah. People actually go in that. It looks very unstable. It's like shaking around when the elephant's walking.
Yeah, I think there's a certain technique to it, probably, for sure. Yeah. It's not something that you just kind of... I mean, I guess you can go to Thailand and just go ride elephants. They'll let you do that. Go ride through the jungle on an elephant. That's something that's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can make your dream come true.
No, I've heard elephants are very nice.
Again, we come back to that TV series. We could send you to ride an elephant in Thailand.
That sounds awesome.
See?
I would do
it
that.
It wouldn't be all bad.
You're right.
You wouldn't just have to scale, like, death peaks in Antarctica. Sometimes you could ride an elephant in a malaria-filled jungle.
Oh, see? I would just get to test my malaria. So, Granddaddy, those guys kick some ass.
Yeah.
They kick.
They're great.
I imagine an astronaut with a guitar.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But he's like going through a field.
And a cowboy hat.
A cowboy hat.
And a skateboard.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't listen to
this. Because it gets a little heavy.
On other stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe after this episode, I'll let you play. We'll tell you like one more and just real quick. And
hell
then
yeah.
Okay.
Well, this has been another glorious.
It's glorious been
episode.
A great song.
I know. I'm really happy. I love discovering new music, especially when, you know, I feel musically jaded or something. I'm like, oh, there is new stuff out there. It's awesome. This has been another glorious episode of Hit or Shit from the IDTU headquarters.
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Oh, man, I was going to say we're floating down to Antarctica in a little submarine.
Oh, we have a submarine too. Mothership and a submarine.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
The submarine is also a Kia Rio. But it's a Kia Rio submarine.
I've got to look up a Kia Rio just to see how insulted I should be. Well, still haven't looked it up because I knew it's,
you
know, I
know
it's
it
too hurtful.
You know what it is. We all know what a Kia Rio is. I don't even know what a Kia Rio is. I've just heard it. I've heard people say it, and so I say it, and it sounds like a shitty car.
It sounds horrible.
It sounds like a shitty car, so that's what I say. But that's not to imply that we are shitty. That's not what I'm trying to imply. It's just, you know, we're not shitty. We just drive a shitty car, you know.
Okay. All right. Don't explain. Don't over-explain. Don't over-explain it.
I need to be clear.
Just let it be.
Don't
explain the jokes. Don't explain the jokes. They're better. They're better unexplained.
Okay. Well, this has been very educational.
At least the Kia Rio joke's better unexplained.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm glad. I'm glad I explained it. Okay.
All right.
I think people needed to know.
Yeah,
so,
well, the editing room floor is going to definitely find out that information. It's got a special place in
There's
the cloud.
There's all sorts of like chopped off pieces and parts on the floor.
I've got an edits and reject folder just waiting for that wisdom.
Damn it. That's going to come out like 40 years later on our box set.
And the bloopers and boopers and moments or whatever
That's
it is.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, great.
Something to look forward to.
It's still been an awesome episode of Hit or Shit.
Even though Craig's an asshole,
I guess
it was all right.
It's still been an awesome episode. I'm just going to choose to think about the positive. Like Granddaddy and how great of a band they are.
Well, good. I'm glad you're relevant.
I'm just going to forget about everything
something.
Nope, it went into my non-compartment where just things just don't exist anymore.
I know. It's like you're like water. I know.
I'm like water. Well, on that note, have a great night, y'all. Thank you.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.